This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. It's challenge number 45. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the podcast where you get a chance to see how much you can remember about great pop, rock and roll, soul music of the last 20, 30, 40 years. We might even throw in a country song or two. Just a chance for you to test your music knowledge, plus a little bit of trivia about each of our featured songs. So as always, thanks for listening, and thanks for downloading, and thanks for playing along. We have five songs with a theme, and we'll play the opening notes and give you a chance to play along. See if you can figure out what each of our featured songs is, and the artist or group who recorded it. Are you ready? Here we go. Hit number one from 1966. Hit number two from 1969. Hit number three was from 1978. Number four from 2006. And hit number five from 2008. There you have it, five hit songs with a theme spanning, what, 42 years? The answers coming up in just a minute. I told you about the Trivia Factory. Important to know because all of our songs, the clues, and the answers come from our Saturday night live trivia shows. We do music and entertainment trivia on Saturday nights at a couple of locations around the Atlanta area. But you can play trivia all week long around Atlanta and North Georgia by way of the Trivia Factory. And something new, we've expanded into a brand new market in Knoxville, Tennessee. So if you're one of the volunteers or a volunteer fan, or even if you aren't and you're in Knoxville, come out and play trivia with us. A bunch of locations in Knoxville now and growing every week. You can find out more at thetriviafactory.com. Yeah, this week's clues are from our Memorial Day edition of the Music and Entertainment Trivia, which was this past Saturday night as I record this. And that might give you a clue as to this week's theme because, well, we're kind of kicking off the summer. And hit number one, 1966 from the Lovin' Spoonful.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty.
Yeah, number one hit. It's called Summer in the City. Well, everyone knows about John Sebastian, who was, of course, a founding member of the Lovin' Spoonful and wrote so many of their songs and had a good solo career as well. But it was his little brother, Mark Sebastian, who wrote Summer in the City, and he wrote it originally as a poem while he was in school. He wrote it for the Literary Journal while he was attending the private Blair Academy in New Jersey. And it was pretty much used word for word as he originally wrote it. The song is distinctive, of course, for its use of non-musical elements in it. During the instrumental bridge, you can hear a series of car horns and other sound effects. It starts out with a Volkswagen Beetle horn and ends up with a jackhammer, and it's all designed to give the flavor of the sounds of the summer in this city. Hit number two, 1969. A number two hit for Sly and the Family Stone.
End of the spring, and here she comes.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Well, Hot Fun in the Summertime was released shortly after Sly and the Family Stone had their high-profile performance at Woodstock, and that greatly expanded their fame and their fan base. It reached number two on the U.S. pop charts and number three on the R&B chart. On the surface, Hot Fun in the Summertime is all about the fun and games of summertime, but some music historians have considered it as a commentary on the race riots in the late 1960s. Hit number three from 1978. Yeah, you knew it. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Number five song, Summer Nights, from the movie Grease. Well, Summer Nights was one of several songs from Grease that became popular hits. Some of the others included You're the One That I Want, Olivia Newton-John's Hopelessly Devoted to You, and of course the title song, Grease, by Frankie Valli. Now, Summer Nights was a pretty big hit in the U.S. It peaked at number five on the Billboard Hot 100. But as big a success as it was in the U.S., it was a massive hit in the UK. It was in the number one spot for 7 weeks. And when you add that to You're the One That I Want, also a smash hit, Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta spent a total of 16 weeks at the number one position that year in England. Hit number four. From 2006, it's Kenny Chesney. A little bit of country for you.
Yes, it's a simple one. It's summertime.
It's called Summertime.
Sweet summertime.
Well, Summertime is from Chesney's album, The Road and the Radio, and it reached the top of the Billboard Hot Country Songs charts. If my math is correct, it was his 10th. Number one country hit. In a promotion video for the song, Kenny Chesney said that summertime means so many things. Tailgating in the parking lot, being free and living easy. He said that for he and the band, summertime means playing way too loud and having a whole lot of fun doing it. He said that without the fans, the music just isn't the same. But with the fans, it's always summertime. And the hit number five this week from 2008. It's Kid Rock. Big hit last summer. It's called All Summer Long.
Sweet home Alabama, all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks.
Well, the first thing you notice about All Summer Long is that the opening includes samples of the instrumental part of Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London. That, of course, is not the only song featured in All Summer Long. Kid Rock is obviously reminiscing about his teenage romance during the summer of 1989 in northern Michigan while listening to Sweet Home Alabama. And in fact, Lynyrd Skynyrd's longtime keyboardist Billy Powell actually played the piano on All Summer Long, and he includes a reprise of his famous piano solo at the end of Sweet Home Alabama. Billy Powell passed away in early 2009, and Kid Rock dedicated his performance during this year's Grammy Awards to Billy's memories. Well, there you have it. Those are our five hits from our Memorial Day edition of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, and of course our live trivia shows on Saturday night. Come join us. It's thetriviafactory.com, and every Monday night you can join me at Wings and Things in Fayetteville for live trivia. All starts at 7 o'clock, and if you can't join us, well, at least tune in here to the podcast and at least get a flavor of the fun as we play the clues and the featured hits. Hey, your comments and feedback are always appreciated. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And the show notes for the show, including all the trivia we tell you about, is on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening. Thanks for playing along. We'll see you next time on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.